I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. America's top diplomat already had plenty to talk about during his visit to Saudi Arabia. Iran, Yemen, and Syria were all on the agenda. Then, right before Pompeo landed, his boss took to Twitter. President Trump threatened to devastate Turkey economically if the Turks attacked America's Kurdish allies in northern Syria. Pompeo was asked about that today in Riyadh.
I don't think it changes the president's decision for our 2,000 uniformed personnel to depart Syria.
Pompeo said the U.S. will continue to work with allies to stabilize the border area between Syria and Turkey.
We want that to be a place where there isn't violence, as there's been over these past years. We want into a good part of that region. There are still, depending on how you define the region, there are still millions of displaced persons in that region, too. We want to take that violence level down so that we can begin to return the displaced persons to that region as well. I actually think the president's remarks are pretty clear about what America hopes to achieve in these conversations with all of the parties, the Turks certainly included amongst them.
This was the second time Pompeo visited Saudi Arabia since the murder of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Pompeo said the Trump administration is expecting the kingdom to hold accountable, quote, every single person. The secretary also said he talked with Saudi leaders about reports of women's rights activists being jailed and tortured, but he did not go into detail. Another story that's put Saudi Arabia's human rights record in the spotlight, an 18-year-old Saudi woman who fled her home country, saying her life was in danger. Rahaf Al-Qanun got on a flight to Thailand. She tweeted about her ordeal and got attention from around the world. Rahaf was granted asylum in Canada, landed there over the weekend, and she got the red carpet treatment.
This is Rahaf Al-Qanun, a very brave new Canadian. And Rahaf wanted Canadians to see that she's arrived at her new home.
That's Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland welcoming Rahaf into the country. She stood with her arm around the teenager at the airport in Toronto. Besma Momani is a professor of political science at the University of Waterloo and Balsillie School of International Affairs. What was your reaction to Canada granting Qanun asylum?
I think it's a win-win for the Canadian government and for Canada's reputation overall. It really does allow us to walk the talk of being a feminist government and having a feminist foreign policy agenda. And certainly many of us, even in the academic space, have been kind of wondering, what is a feminist foreign policy agenda? It hasn't been really clear. So I think it's allowed the government to really sort of take a win on all accounts.
Well, no doubt that there's a warm welcome in Canada for Rahaf Al-Qanun. She said her life would have been in danger if she had to go back to her home country of Saudi Arabia. It sounds, as you say, like a good news story, especially if you're Rahaf, but it's also a complex political story, isn't it?
It is. Bilateral relationships have been already tested. We had an incident last August whereby the Canadian government, both the Minister Freeland and our embassy in Riyadh, had sent out a tweet that basically condemned the Saudis for their poor human rights record. And we saw the Saudi government react really quite remarkably by stopping all foreign direct investment, that's Canadian FDI, into Saudi Arabia. They recalled 16,000 undergrad students to come back home to Saudi Arabia and really just effectively stopped all real diplomatic negotiations and recalled their ambassador and the same for ours.
The ambassador, the Canadian ambassador who was expelled by Saudi Arabia was Dennis Horak, and he warned about diplomatic fallout in, as you say, an already bumpy relationship. There's also David Chatterson, another former ambassador, who said this.
I think it also sets a very dangerous precedent, which is, what happens the next time a teenage girl or adult woman from Saudi Arabia that flees her family and declares herself to no longer be a Muslim?
So, Besma Momani, what do you think? Does it set a dangerous precedent?
In a way, it does, although I would point out that Canada's acceptance of Rahaf's case is unique in that we also believed she was a victim of domestic violence. That's really the essence of why she was expedited. It's not because of her gender, and it's not because of her renouncing her faith, although the latter will, of course, open her up to potential political backlash by the regime in Saudi Arabia, which sees that as blasphemy. So I think there is some warranted truth to it. But, Rahaf is not the first. I mean, this has been done by Saudi women for a very long time. Certainly, this is not new. I think the post-Khashoggi sort of climate, that's the journalist that was murdered in Istanbul, has raised, I think, the global consciousness of sort of how Saudi Arabia deals with its dissidents and how kind of cruel and awful it can be for those who are returned to the country or who are dealt with by the intelligence service.
How important, then, is it for Saudi women what Rahaf has done and what Canada has done for her?
Well, again, Rahaf is a bit, I think, controversial. Her renouncing her faith has made it more difficult for even, I think, Saudi women who are sympathetic to Rahaf's experience. She's allied herself with some very controversial figures, I think, groups like ex-Muslims and so forth. And certainly she has every right to choose to have no faith at all. But I think the manner of which she's allied herself with some groups is going to make it difficult for her to get that kind of wide support in the country for her particular case. That said, the discussion about guardianship laws, and particularly where there is domestic violence, and certainly not all Saudi families are abusive, but there is going to be domestic violence in Saudi Arabia like there is anywhere. And when you are now also seeing your abuser being your guardian, it's ever more difficult. And so that's an issue that I think all Saudis are concerned about and hopefully, I think, wake them up to want to do something about this internally.
Besma Momani is a professor of political science at the University of Waterloo and Balsillie School of International Affairs. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.